It's a fusion of human nature and skillful design. The hundreds of millions of people who flock to games on their computers, consoles, mobile phones, tablets, and social networks such as Facebook do so because those games were rigorously and skillfully designed, based on decades of real-world experience and research into human psychology. Successful gamification involves two kinds of skills. It requires an understanding of game design, and it requires an understanding of business techniques. Few organizations are good at both. Knowing how to conduct a market segmentation or a minimum viable product analysis won't show you how to create enduringly engaging experiences. That's why most business managers find gamification so new and challenging. The reverse, however, is equally true. Expertise in programming, game-level design, art direction, or playtesting won't help you calculate the lifetime value of a customer, manage a team, or choose the right business strategy. In our research with companies and in teaching the world's first course on the business practice of gamification at Wharton, we see both the confusions and the insights that emerge when business practices and game design meet. Underlying your effort is the recognition that traditional incentive structures to motivate customers and employees often fall short. The carrot and the stick don't cut it anymore, and money, status, and the threat of punishment only work up to a point. In a world of near infinite choices, the old techniques are rapidly becoming less effective. Economists have been forced to acknowledge that people sometimes act in predictably irrational ways that frustrate basic tenets of management and marketing. How can firms use this knowledge to positive effect? Research into human motivation gathered from scholarly literature demonstrates that people will feel motivated by well-designed game features. Monetary rewards aren't even necessary because the game itself is the reward. Video game players will, for example, invest enormous resources into acquiring virtual objects and achievements that have no tangible value. This is not to say that there isn't real money involved. World of Warcraft alone brings in nearly $2 billion per year. Zynga, which makes free-to-play social games on Facebook, generated $1.1 billion in revenue and nearly $200 million in profits in 2011, just 4 years after it was founded, largely from monetization of virtual goods. Based on numbers such as these, the cottage industry is starting to trumpet the virtues of games and gamification. Several venture-funded startups now offer gamification toolkits to plug into your website or productivity tools such as customer relationship management systems. We're encouraged by this development, but we also want to sound a note of caution. It's easy to focus on the surface attributes of games and miss the deeper aspects. If gamification is just a gloss on existing marketing or management practices, or traditional rewards in shiny packages, it won't produce any added value. It could well make things worse. There's a reason most games fail. Game design is hard. Whether you're an executive at a large corporation considering a gamification project, a staffer at a nonprofit seeking new ways to make a difference with your community, a student trying to understand the skills you'll need for job opportunities in a burgeoning field, or anything in between, our goal is to provide you with a pragmatic guidebook that includes all the basics you'll need to begin experimenting with gamification in your organization. Throughout, we attempt to provide you with a sophisticated understanding of the concepts around gamification, and we provide frameworks and step-by-step instructions to implement your ideas. Drawing on our research and conversations with executives, we reveal in For the Win how organizations of all types are putting gamification into practice. There are also numerous concepts drawn from academic scholarship in management, marketing, industrial organization, psychology, and other business fields. When the faddish aspects of gamification fade away, these well-grounded insights will remain valuable. In emphasizing the practical focus of this audiobook, we don't mean to give short shrift to the deeper implications of the techniques we describe. Gamification done right points toward a radical transformation in the conduct of business. If fun matters, it's because people matter. People matter as autonomous agents striving for fulfillment, not as black boxes or simplistic rational profit maximizers. Even as more of life is mediated through remote networked software systems executing programmed algorithms, in fact, because of it, the mysterious factors that make life meaningful should be a central concern of leaders. Recognizing the power of what we call game thinking is one step on that path. Why we wrote this audiobook. We both play video games and have done so for much of our lives. If you play games long enough, eventually you start to notice things, like how people can't help but respond to game environments in playful and interesting ways, even people who are smart, well-educated, and shouldn't be wasting their time. For years, we were in a guild together in the multiplayer online game World of Warcraft. The guild was comprised of game designers and game researchers. The vast majority of them had PhDs or other advanced degrees. Most had jobs at top universities or corporate research groups, and a high percentage had families. Not your typical bunch of teenagers seeking to escape reality.